So, Joe Marlin, someone we've known for several years. Our church youth first met him during PBL when he came to speak, maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
所以 Joe 在我们当中，我们好多人都认识他。大概五六年之前，他来到我们这个教会，在我们教会的青少年施工里面，我们一个分享。
And at that time, he was the associate pastor of Liberty Church East down in Philadelphia. Competing introductions. And later on, we had Joe come and speak at one of our annual retreats. And as Joe was planning to move himself and his wife Christy and their children to Rwanda, we decided to adopt them on the English side as a missionary that we would pray for.
所以当他和他的太太 Christina 那个准备去卢旺达去宣教的时候，我们教会里面的英文部的把他们作为我们自己英文部的一个宣教士支持他们。And
Joe has since become a missionary that our whole church supports.
然后那个教就成为我们整个教会的一个这个宣教的这个支持的人员。And
many of you probably remember him coming and sharing. A couple of years ago. Just a little bit of background. Joe grew up in Philadelphia. And he's from a single parent home of a nominal Roman Catholic faith. I'm reading from the introduction on his blog. It says, Joe's interest in overseas missions began when he was in and out of treatment for clinical depression. He came to know the incredible freedom and power of the gospel and the love of his Father in heaven. After high school, he went for 10 months to Nairobi, Kenya, on a mission trip.
And he
believes that Jesus has called him to make disciples by training up young men for the ministry.
他相信他这个神对他有个呼召，让他去那些地方去培养那当地的那些教会里面的人。Joe
has a Bachelor's of Science in Bible with an emphasis in discipleship counseling at Karen University.
所以Joe他有这个学士学位，在神学学士学位。And
a Master of Arts in Theological Studies at Columbia University, International University.
也有这个道学。 硕士，从那个Columbia International University，在南卡的。From
2008 to 2012, he was associate pastor at Liberty Church East.
从08年到12年，他是那个local这边 Liberty Church 的一个副牧师。For
the last couple years, Joe and his family have been in Rwanda.
那过去的这两年当中，他和他的一家在卢旺达宣教。Serving
in the capital city.
在他们的那个首都。
And they've been, Joe has been training pastors there in a Bible college. And many of the pastors come from the villages and then are sent back out to the villages. And his wife, in the meantime, has developed a ministry with prostitutes and sex workers. And helping them to work in other ways and sharing the love of Christ with them. They're home for a few months on furlough. And so we're so happy to have Joe with us today. Thank you, Peter.
谢谢 Peter. 穆彼得. His Chinese name.
What is it?
穆彼得.
穆彼得. I need a name.
Yeah, we'll give you one.
Okay. This morning, well, first of all, good morning, church.
首先大家早上早安。
I'm very happy to be here this morning.
我很高兴来到这当中。
I want to show you this video.
我给你们看一段这个电影。
We had a young man come this summer for about 2 months.
在今年的这个夏天，我们有一个年轻人来到我们当中，来了两个月。
And one of the things that he did was he helped us put together this video, which tells our story.
所以他做的事情就是说，帮助我们把我们所做的这些东西变成一个电影。
So our little girl wasn't. We have three children, and our smallest child is a girl.
所以他有这个牧师，他有三个小孩，最小的是个女儿。
And she wasn't doing so well this morning, so we would want to come with the whole family, but it's just me today.
所以他们很想一家都来，但他这个小女儿今天有点不舒服，所以她一个人来。
But the good thing about this video is that you can hear from my wife directly.
所以这个，但是这个从这个短视频里面，你可以看到我太太她自己讲的话。
And you can see our family, and you can see our lives in Africa.
你可以看到我们她的全家和他们全家在卢旺达的这个日子。
And after the video, I'm going to come up and preach the word of God from my heart.
所以等到这个视频完了以后，我们再上来再给大家再讲到。
In the fall of 2012, we packed up everything and moved to Rwanda.
So I hope that video gave you a little bit more of a sense of what we're doing in Rwanda.
所以希望这个视频给大家一点这个知道，让大家知道一点我们在卢旺达所做的一切。
In Sunday school, I'll be sharing more specifically what our roles are, what our work is.
在这个主日学的时候，他会跟大家再详细的分享他们在那里做的是什么。
This morning, I want to share from the Word of God a passage that has been something I've been thinking about for a long time. And the question that I've had as I read this passage is this. When following Jesus demands so much, what do we get out of following Jesus? Jesus doesn't sugarcoat, he doesn't make it easy to follow him. Jesus is very clear. In our text in Luke 9:23, it reads, Then he said to them all, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross daily and follow me. This is not the typical text for a missionary to preach. There are many texts about the nations. In the Old Testament, there are many beautiful prophecies. I was planning on preaching on one of those prophecies from Isaiah. My plan was to share with you and other churches that support us. How God is restoring the nations. How God is bringing people to Himself in Rwanda. But the Holy Spirit wouldn't let that be the sermon this morning. I kept coming back and back to this text. The problem we have with Jesus is not that he is confusing. Jesus here is being very clear. We wish that Jesus were less clear. We wish that Jesus spoke in a way that so that we were off the hook, so we had no responsibility to respond. But Jesus says here, if you want to come after me and be my follower, you have to deny yourself every day and take up your cross. It was very difficult for me because I had not finished this sermon. So I wrote this sermon about a month ago, the very first week I was in America. That meant I'm writing a sermon about self-denial, but I am now back in America. And America is very much like the Disney World of the universe. For example, the day after we came to the US, we filled up the tub in the bathroom. And we turned one knob and the hot water came out like magic. And there was water pressure. And the water was endless. So all three of our kids get in the small tub. But for them, they feel like it's an Olympic-sized pool. Because in Africa, what we do is we will get a small plastic basin. And we will boil some water and add that to some other water. There's only a few liters, and then all the kids must use this one basin to wash. But they can't, whatever's left, they don't pour down the drain. We use that to clean something else. So it was very difficult to write a sermon about self-denial when all of a sudden all of our needs are being met before we even think of them. But how much more of a reason that this is a good message for us to hear. So what does it mean to deny ourselves and take up our cross? And is it worth it? Christ is talking about our cross here. If we are going to be his followers, we also have a cross. We need to understand and make a distinction. Christ has a cross, we also have a cross. The cross is where Jesus hung and died for our sins. But also we must take a cross and we also must die to our sins.
所以，但是我们自己也要背上我们自己的十字架，为了对于我们自己的罪而死。
In the context of this passage, in this chapter, and in every other time Jesus says this famous line about "You must take your cross," he is predicting his own death.
那么在这段经文里面，耶稣基督一遍又一遍的讲，就是他要我们要这个，他要背上他的十字架，他要被钉死在十字架上。
Jesus did not want to introduce a new way of talking about suffering.
耶稣基督不想讲一个新的方法来这个他的这个磨练。
When he says you must take up your cross, he's being specific.
当他讲你要背起你自己的十字架的时候，他是很明明确确的告诉。
He explains earlier that he is headed towards the cross.
那在前面就告诉我们，他要自己要背他的十字架。
And he says that a servant isn't greater than their master.
那么他就讲这个仆人不可能比他的这个主人更大。
So after he explains, look, I am going to die.
当他说他要去为我们而死的时候，
he says, if you want to follow me,
他说你如果要想跟随我的话，
you're going to have the same fate as I have.
你也跟我一样，你要在十字架上被钉死。
And then we look at this difficult concept of denial.
然后当我们看到这段很难讲的这个否认我们自己的这个经文的时候，
so many preachers of old have found it very helpful.
好多这个解经家讲，从这段经文里面得到很大的帮助。
To think about the denial that we must have of ourselves.
去思想我们要否认我们自己，要舍己这个问题。
And remember the denial that Peter made of Christ.
就大家还记得彼得的三次的否认。
You remember the story.
大家都记得那个故事，对不对？
You remember how Peter denied Jesus three times.
我们都知道彼得三次不认主。
You remember how Peter was warming himself by the fire.
大家都记得彼得在这个 火炉的旁边。
And how he was asked, are you not with that man?
有人问他说你是不是跟那个人一起啊？
And how Peter cursed.
但彼得否认。
And he denied.
他否认他是耶稣的门徒。
And all of those years that Jesus poured out into Peter.
那么多的年，耶稣基督和彼得在一起。
All the things Peter saw.
那么多神迹，这个彼得所见的那么多的神迹。
I mean, Peter saw Jesus raise someone from the dead.
彼得看到耶稣基督把死人复活。
Peter saw Jesus heal the sick, give sight to the blind.
彼得也看到这个耶稣基督治好了这个得病的人，也同时把这个盲人眼睛重建。
When Jesus met Peter, Jesus gave him a new name and a new identity.
当耶稣基督看到彼得的时候，见到彼得的时候，给他一个新的名字，给他一个新的这个新人。
But in that moment of failure,
在这个当在彼得
In that moment of failure, all of those years had no say in Peter's life.
那么也就是说，在那个时候，那么多年主耶稣基督所做的一切，对彼得的生命无权。
In that moment, Jesus was dead to Peter.
在那个时候，耶稣基督对彼得来说已经死。
Peter denied his Lord and Savior.
彼得否认了主耶稣基督是他的主。
If we would deny ourselves,
如果我们否认我们自己，
it means that all of our needs, all of our plans,
也就是说我们的所有的需要，我们所有的计划，
all of our expectations in life,
所以我们对我们自己这个生活的这个期望，
and all the things we desire,
所有的事情我们想要的所有的东西，
they count for nothing,
所有的东西都成为一无所有。
We must deny our very selves.
我们必须要否认我们自己，舍己。
Like I said, the cross, my friends, is not another term for just sufferings.
就跟刚才牧师所讲的，这个十字架不是另外这个受难的另外一个表示。
The cross is the means in which we must die to ourselves. The cross means that we must die to our very selves.
So 十字架的表示是让我们要在十字架上面找到神他自己的人格。
This is a very difficult teaching.
这是很难讲的一段经文。
But it is found everywhere in the New Testament.
但是我们可以在这个新约里面可以找到，好多经文里面可以找到。
We hear about Paul. We read how Paul talks about the flesh.
我们看到这个保罗讲到这个肉体的问题。
And sometimes we get confused about what he means by the flesh.
有的时候我们很这个不太清楚这个保罗所讲的肉体是什么意思。
But when we read Paul in light of what Jesus said all along,
但是当我们看到这个Paul所讲的经文，再看看耶稣基督所做的一切的时候，
Paul is saying that we have to die to our very selves.
所以保罗实际上就是讲，我们要否认我们自己，要舍己。
The translation here is not anything close to deny yourself things.
这个地方的那个翻译实际上是不是说讲我们要否认我们自己的东西。
It's not like giving up Facebook for Lent.
不是说我们不要我们这个Facebook不要脸书。
Or whatever you denying yourself meat on Friday.
或者说我们不吃这个荤的，星期五不吃荤的。
Jesus wants you to deny your very self.
耶稣基督要我们要舍己。
But here's the good news.
那么好消息是什么呢？
We die to what we want for our lives.
我们为我们所需要的东西而死。
Then we come alive to what God wants for our lives.
所以我们重新得到生命，是得到了神所要我们所给的生命。
We see that James talks about the tongue.
我们也看到雅各讲这个舌头。
In the book of James, we see that our speech can tear people down.
在这个雅各书里面讲，我们的言语可以使人能够抵挡。
And James says that our tongues are lit by the very fire of hell.
我们的在雅各书里面讲，我们的舌头上面有火。
Jude talks about the fact that Jesus gives us the power of God to say no to ourselves.
犹大讲这个神说不和拒绝的这个权利。
John talks about the fact that Jesus is the light in us.
那么使徒约翰讲，耶稣基督是世上的光。
And without Jesus, there's nothing but darkness.
没有耶稣基督，这个世上只是一片黑暗。
Jesus' whole message
那么耶稣基督他自己的这个信息
is that the requisite, the requirement for being his disciple
那么耶稣基督就说你要成为我的门徒
is spiritual poverty.
你必须要灵里面要感到贫穷。
You cannot come to him
你不能来到他的面前
unless you are hungry.
除非你是有贫穷。
You cannot come to him unless you are thirsty.
你不能来到他面前，如果说你不感到饥渴。
You, more than anything else, need to see your need for him.
所以，最重要的你是要看到你自己从耶稣基督那里，你需要耶稣基督。
And this goes against the very grain of our culture.
这个和我们的这个文化背景格格不入。
And I don't mean culture in Rwanda or America. I mean it goes against the grain of humanity.
不光是这个美国的文化，或者是卢旺达的文化，还是跟我们整个人类的这个文化格格不入。
The Bible says that our greatest problem is ourselves.
那么圣经告诉我们，我们最大的问题是我们自己。
There, I was reading lately an author who is sometimes unclear but often helpful to me.
他最近在读一本书，这一个作者所写的东西，有的时候不是很clear，但是呢，这个地方对他很清楚。
His name is Watchman Nee, and he planted many churches.
圣尼出身。
He says, we are apt to think that what we have done is very bad.
我们往往倾向于想这个是讲我们自己这个很不做的很多不好的东西。
But that we ourselves are not so bad.
但是我们自己人本身不是那么坏。
God is taking pains to show that we ourselves are wrong.
那么，但是神不厌其烦、苦口婆心的告诉我们说什么？我们自己。Fundamentally
wrong.
我们根本上我们自己就错。The
root trouble is the sinner.
这问题的根源是罪人本身。
He must be dealt with.
那个罪人必须要对付这个事实。
Our greatest trouble is not that we have sinned.
我们最大的问题不是因为我们犯了罪。
Not that we have sins in our past.
不是我们过去犯了好多罪。
Our greatest trouble is that we ourselves love sin, that we are sinners.
我们的问题是我们自己喜欢犯罪，我们本身就是罪人。
If our message is that your problem is your sins,
如果说我们的信息是讲你的问题是你的罪的时候,
then if we are respectable people,
如果说我们是被人尊重的人,
if we are responsible to our family,
如果我们很负责任, 对我们家庭很负责任的话,
if we don't make any big mistakes in our lives,
如果我们不犯一些很大的错误,
then we think we are okay.
那么我们就应该很好了。
And we don't understand why Jesus says that we need to die to ourselves. We think we want pretty good things for our lives. But one of the reasons we need to come and worship each week is we need to remember again and again. And we need to fight the exhausting lies.
要去不断地为那些折磨我们的这个谎言而征战。
That we need to promote ourselves.
我们要自我的促进提高。
That we need to defend ourselves.
我们要防护我们自己。
That we need to take care of ourselves.
我们要照顾我们自己。
That we need to love ourselves.
我们要爱我们自己。
Because no one else will.
因为没有其他人能够做这些。
Those are the lies of the world.
这是这个世上的谎言。
No, that Jesus tells us we need to actually die to ourselves.
那么耶稣基督叫我们要自己为我们的老我而死。
That we need to be crucified with Christ.
我们要跟他一起来钉十字架。
That we need to become nothing.
我们要成为一无所有。
Or as John the Baptist said, we need to decrease.
那么就像那个受洗约翰所讲的，我们必须要减少，so
that Christ would increase.
那么耶稣基督要增高。I
a few months ago, I was asking some of the pastors. You saw the video, some of them.
几个月之前，我就他问这个在卢旺达的一个牧师们。
What do we get when we follow Jesus?
我们跟随耶稣基督，我们能得到什么呢？
Jesus is calling us to die to our very selves.
耶稣基督叫我们要为我们自己的老我而死。
And it says in verse 24, whoever would try to find their life is going to lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will find it.
Yeah, 在下面的那段经文就是说，谁要想寻找生命，必须要先舍掉自己的生命。
What does that mean to lose our lives?
那么什么意思就是说我们要自己要舍掉我们自己的生命呢？
And for our pastors, their questions may be different than our questions.
那么在那儿的那些牧师，他们的问题跟我们的一些问题不一样。
For them, maybe the benefit of following Jesus is to have victory over the evil spirits.
对他们来说，他们跟随耶稣基督的，也可能就是说，让他们能够胜过邪灵的一些作用。
Maybe for them to follow Jesus will give them power to heal.
也可能就是说，跟随耶稣基督会给他一些这个医病的作用。
And they believe that if they follow Jesus, they may become rich.
也可能跟随耶稣基督使他们能够有富裕。
But if we are honest with ourselves,
但是如果我们要对自己能够比较这个诚实的话，
we all assume that in following Jesus,
我们都想假设跟随耶稣基督，
we're going to get something out of it.
我们也会得到一些什么。
But after we studied God's word for a long time,
当我们看这个神的话语看了一段时间以后,
the answer that was so clear and God was speaking to us all was,
那么这个对这个问题的回答是很清楚，神清清楚楚地告诉我们,
what we get out of following Jesus,
我们跟随耶稣基督得到什么呢？
Is that we get to follow Jesus, and that is wildly more than enough.
这就是我们跟随耶稣基督的。
Every blessing in that is secondary. The main and all, the only thing that matters is that when we follow Jesus, when we give up everything, when we die to ourselves, we get Jesus.
跟随耶稣基督，当我们舍下一切的时候，当我们 为他而舍己的时候，我们得到最大的就是跟随他，不是其他的那些这个祝福。
And we get a Lord.
我们认识了一个主。
And this Lord loves us.
我们这个主他爱我们。
This Lord protects us.
这个主会保护我们。
This Lord cares about us.
这个主他会照顾。
But I want to talk to you briefly only about one thing, how, particularly how we get a Lord who leads us.
那么牧师就想就讲一点，就是说跟随耶稣基督就是能够得到的，就是主耶稣基督他会带领我们。
I want to ask you this morning, are you led by God?
牧师问大家，你现在有没有被神所带领？
This is the question that we've had to face the last 2 years.
这是他们一家在过去这两年当中他们要面临的这个问题。
Last December, as we stayed home for 3 weeks with typhoid fever.
去年12月他们在家里面他们有这个得了伤寒。
Earlier this year when we are drawing blood from our oldest boy and seeing that he has malaria.
那么今年初的时候他们看他这个老大有没有得这个疟疾。
When our teammates come to our house one night and tell us early in the morning you need to leave where you are because there is war just miles away.
对，当他们那些队友们告诉他，深更半夜来告诉他们，他们十二小时之内必须要离开这里啊，因为那个边上的那个战争打仗。
In the past 2 years, as we've struggled to replace and find community and friendship and a church.
Yeah, 他们在过去的这两年当中，他们很难找到朋友，也很难找到一个很好的教会。
This may be fairly obvious. You may not know this. Missionaries go to places where there's not many good churches.
就是也可能不太清楚，但是所有的这些宣教士往往都是去那个没有好的教会的地方。
But it's very hard to follow Christ without a great church.
是很难能够跟随耶稣基督的，没有一个很好的这个教会来支持他们，来帮助他们。
As we dug deeper. And deeper into the lives of incredibly broken people around us.
当他们这个跟一些心灵破碎的人谈的时候，当他们进入了他们的很深的心灵深处的时候，
we have gone out of the camp, and we have found that Jesus led us there.
他们离开了这些圈子，他们在那儿找到了耶稣基督，耶稣基督带领了他们。
We've gone to Rwanda and we found that Jesus was there waiting for us.
他们去了卢旺达，他们看到耶稣基督在那儿等着他们。
And I think I said this a little over 2 years ago in the English service.
他讲过下面这句话，在两年之前他在我们当中的时候，他讲过这句话。
I still cannot imagine doing anything more significant.
他很难想象在过去这几年当中，他能做这个。更有意义的事情。
With my life than this.
在他整个这个生命当中，比较更有意义的事情。
And yet, I know a little bit more of what that costs.
但是他知道这个需要付出的代价。
Jesus is recruiting people who are broken.
耶稣基督在呼召一些这个破碎的人。
People who know that they don't have it all together.
对啊，这个人知道他并不是装备完全。
People who know that they need Jesus to save them.
他是呼召一些人，他需要耶稣基督来救他。
And he's using them to bring his wholeness and his blessing in the world.
他就用这些人去宣扬他自己的伟大的，把他的名传给世界各地。
I'm praying for this congregation.
我为这个教会而祷告。
I have felt very welcomed here.
他感觉到他很受欢迎的，对不对？
And I've also have seen.
同时他也看到
that unlike so many church communities.
不像这个其他的一些教会。
While you love your community here.
你们喜欢你们的教会。
It is clear that you love the gospel more.
但是我可以清楚地看到你们喜欢神他自己的福音。
And that's what we need. We need to love the Lord.
我们应该爱我们的主。
Not to just be comfortable within our own community.
而不是让我们自己感觉到在教会里面我们很舒服。
But we need to remember that there are people who are lost and dying in the world.
我们应该知道在世上还有其他这个丧失的灵魂。
We need to remember that there are places where God is not glorified as much as he could be. That we long to see the reign of God come to this world. And we're willing to die to ourselves. We're willing to deny ourselves daily. You know, we live in extremes. There are some Christians who speak as if you have a profound experience, now you can live a blessed life where you are loving and selfless all the time.
所以有一些基督徒就认为就是说我们会得到很大的祝福当我们做一些很特别的事情的时候。
But and that extreme leads people to hypocrisy.
但是这样的话就让人成为伪君子。
And perfectionism.
成为一个十全十美，追求十全十美。
And disillusion.
然后有点幻想。
Because when other disciples feel like they never are good enough,
那么其他人就会觉得他们自己不够好。
They keep looking to themselves and their failure.
然后他们自己不断地看他自己。
But there's another extreme,
另外一个极端的人,
where we treat our church like it's a hospice.
然后我们就让我们的教会成为一个终极病院，或者说对终极病院。So
a hospice is where you go to die comfortably.
这终极病院就是让你去那儿去快乐的死。And
we tell you just enough about God's love and grace, that you can feel okay about yourself, even though you are not following Jesus.
也就是说呢，当你没有问题，你只要是跟随耶稣基督的话，你就没有问题。But
we believe Jesus when He says that you can die to yourself and follow Him.
当耶稣基督告诉我们说，我们要舍己去跟随他的时候，that's
there's something to that.
那就是这里面有道理。
That's what Jesus expects of us. Jesus expects you to die to yourself. And this has been the message that I have had to learn more deeply in the last 2 years. This is the message that we so desperately need if we're going to bring Christ's cross through the world.
这段经文是我们当我们要去世界各地宣扬福音的时候，我们所需要的一段经文。Or
across the street in Bluebell.
或者说在这个街对面，我们是传福音所需要的经文。Is
that you need to just die to yourself and live for Him.
我们必须要舍己，要为他而活。And
not look to your failure.
不是看我们自己的失败。It
says in the text that we do this daily.
所以在这个经文里面来说，我们要天天。So
Jesus knew that we would fail. But Jesus is infinitely worth you trying and failing for the rest of your life. There's a preacher whose name is Jonathan Edwards. He had a resolution in his life.
他在自己有一个誓言。He
said that I want to fight all the corruption and evil in my life.
他是要为他自己生命当中的这些这个不好的东西要去不断的征战。No
matter how unsuccessful I am.
不管是这个怎样的失败，他还是要不断的去征战。Will
you love Jesus enough to give what you can to His cause?
你们愿意爱主爱得那么深，所以你们能够舍下你们的东西吗？
Will you love Jesus enough to realize you don't have it in yourself to follow Him, but you will die to yourself?
但是你爱主足够，所以你能够知道这个主你什么都没有，但是你愿意去为主而死。
Will you love Jesus enough to pray and give and even go to the places that God is calling you in this world?
你有没有爱主更深，能够跟随主，能够为自己施工祷告、奉献，甚至自己去那些地方传扬他自己福音？
Let me pray. Father God, I thank you for how you love us. We thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Lord, we pray that also we too, we would die to ourselves. We want you to live in and through us. We want to see you reign in this world. We want to see your kingdom come and your will be done. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen.
Amen.